hot day once again at Bertrand, no question. Everybody had to kind of go through it a little bit, but you get four kids qualified for the state meet. No question. Fun to watch. And you got things started. Those field event kids really came through for you, didn't they?
They did, yeah. It was a good way to start the day. Kind of helped take some of the pressure off right away.
I know Aiden Jones in the pole vault, he has been going up that bar a little higher, seems like every time, and he's hopefully state's going to be the where he really goes his highest, but it was good. He has, what, his last year, I do believe, he gets a chance to punch his ticket, and I'm sure he's thrilled to get a chance to compete down in Omaha, isn't he?
He is. You know, he's come really close the last couple years, but you always, with the district we're in, you have to hit automatic if you want a chance, and so for him to finally get over that hump and get qualified, and hopefully we'll be relaxed and just go down and have some fun and see what he can do.
Yeah, he can get into the 13s, and you never know. You get the flow going a little bit, get some momentum, but he could be one up there, could maybe surprise the field a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. He's looked really good the last month or so. Hopefully he does some good things.
Remy, good to see her as a senior going out in style with a shot and a disc. You know, I know you had the Bailey girl from Dundee County Stratton to battle, but she was right there and got her ticket punched in both those events.
The discus has always been her favorite, and so that's always been the one that has the most pressure on it. So when we, you know, her first throw and shot put was over 35 feet, and it was just like, okay, like, it's going to be that kind of day, hopefully. And it was great to see her hit both of them.
Of course, extra qualifier in there as well. They had three qualified on that shot and everything, and then came alive, and they had a good throw in the discus as well.
Yeah, it was, you know, our district, obviously Kennedy is a step above the rest of them, but those other girls have gone back and forth all year long, so it was good to see an extra one sneak in.
I'm sure you're telling her, hey, there's no way you want to leave that state tournament there in Omaha. Let's go out and get a couple of PRs in both. You might maybe you medal, maybe you don't, but let's maybe go out on top with a couple of PRs.
Yeah, definitely. You know, she's ninth going in, I think, in the shot put. So it's right there. If she can go out and have another good day, and you never know what the rest of the field does, and so hopefully we have a good couple days down there.
High jump, you had Mason, and then the acting kid from Winding the Palisade, and then Ethan Ladder for Dundee County Stratton. All those three, kind of the final three down the stretch, wasn't it?
Yes. And we knew going in that, again, you know, like Aiden in the vault, you were going to have to clear 6 foot, and so it was great to see all three of them clear 6 foot, where they've done it multiple times this season. You'd hate to see them not hit it at districts.
And Mason, I'm sure, is not satisfied. He's, you know, 6'2 is pretty good, but hey, let's. I think that the next one, we've got 6'4, and he didn't really have any bad attempts. He was close, I think, on a couple of those.
Yeah, he was. He had some good attempts at 6'4. And, he, you know, he qualified last year as a freshman, and at that point in time, it was like, hey, like, yay, we qualified. Now we've got goals that go with it. So.
Yeah, but he won't be as nervous as maybe as he was a first timer for this year, will he?
Yeah, no. You'd be ready.
Exactly right. And Cale, of course, in his events, I know I felt for all those distance runners on a hot day like that, because, man, that had to have been a grind. And I'm sure you tell him, just go out and get qualified. Doesn't matter what your time is. Doesn't matter. Just go out and get yourself qualified and call it good.
Yeah, definitely. Especially in the 2 mile, because we knew that 8 was going to be tough. And so the more we could save for the 8 and even for the mile down the stretch, you know, yeah, his hip number at state on Friday won't be what he wanted, but we have 3,200 meters to fix it after that point. So, yeah, it was just a matter of getting through those.
Yeah, I bet that, no question, that 800 was a fun one to watch. That's like a photo finish between those three guys, wasn't it?
It was. It was crazy. And, I knew going in theory going in that all three of them would push each other, and the third one would be fine on an automatic qualifier or an additional qualifier. But, yeah, I didn't necessarily expect all three of them to run 2:02.
It's a good time, but you feel like I'm sure he knows, hey, I got to probably run a little faster if I'm going to have any chance of getting that that medal field. It's probably right, maybe around 2 flat or in the neighborhood, I guess, to get a medal.
Yeah, that's really where he'd like to be, is around that 2 flat mark. And I mean, that whole first or second heat like those times are good going in. It should be a great race down there. So,
and of course he's had success down there in the mile and 2 mile. Of course that was a great job. I know, I remember the mile last year, and you know what, Kale and Austin Thompson from Southwest, and then Trompke from Cambridge. You got three RPAC guys meddling. That was pretty fun to watch.
It was, yeah. It's, you know, it's been a little different this year without Carson, and you know, there's been a lot of good distance runners go through this area recently, so I was really glad to see Gavin Gunderson sneak out an additional mm-hmm. qualifier in that mile at Districts too, because there are a lot of good distance runners in the area, so hopefully they can all showcase well down at Omaha.
Those are your four state qualifiers. There are some other kids I'm sure you saw, some PRs, you saw progress again, didn't quite make it to state meet, but some of those underclassmen are really going to be fun to watch in the future.
Yeah, they are, definitely. Yeah, we had a couple boys sneak out medals in some field events and some, you know, 2 mile. And then, one of my sprinters PR'd in both, but didn't even make finals because that's how tough our district is in the sprints. And I think Oakley's right there on the edge in the hurdles. Yeah, we've got good things coming up.